Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Megan and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we are going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard it said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the good and the bad. He causes rain to fall on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So, be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." Okay, so I think today's reading is probably one that we are pretty familiar with, at least certain parts of it, where it says, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, and he makes the sun rise on the good and the bad. Like these different parts where I think that we are familiar with, or we at least remember hearing about. But there's this one line in this gospel passage that I wrestle with pretty frequently. And it's the line where Jesus says, "So be perfect just as your heavenly Father is perfect." I think for me, this can be a tricky line because I feel like perfection is unattainable. Like on this earth, we know that we are sinners, that we are broken people that make mistakes, and we know that that is the state of this world. So whenever I read that I need to be perfect just as my Heavenly Father is perfect, I feel like he is setting a standard for me that is too high to reach. But what St. Therese reminds us in her autobiography, A Story of a Soul, she says, God would never ask something impossible of us. He would only ask us something that he knows that we can attain. And so if he's asking us to be perfect, he's not asking us to do something impossible, but he's just setting the bar higher than we even think is possible for ourselves. And the word whole doesn't mean that, like, or the word perfect doesn't mean that you are just like this pristine like character, this pristine human. But it actually means that you are whole. To be perfect means that you are complete. So if you would have like a pie, if it is complete, and if it is full without a missing piece in it, it is perfect. But if you remove a piece of that pie, it is no longer perfect. It is no longer whole. And this is what the Lord is actually asking us. He's asking us to be made whole. And before this, whenever he's talking about like we need to be perfect, he's talking about how we love others. And I think of my own life, whenever I fail to love someone, it is because I have not been made whole yet in a certain area. Okay, so what do I mean by this? I mean, whenever I'm with my friends, let's say, sometimes there are moments whenever I have a temptation to be unkind towards them. I have a temptation to be like mean towards them or rude based off of something they've said. But I have that temptation because in my past experiences with my friendships, that was like a way of self-defense. Whenever I didn't feel loved, the way that I defend myself is to go back and to be unkind to that person. And so what needs to happen is the Lord needs to shine his light on those memories and he needs to heal my heart. There are certain areas in our life that we need his deep healing and love in these memories and in these parts of our heart so that we don't love out of a wounded heart, out of things that have happened to us in the past, but we love out of the heart that he's actually given us, which is a love that is pure and a love that doesn't know any harm. So today, as we reflect on this reading, I ask and urge all of you to just think of one area of your life in which you can love better. And whenever you're thinking about that area of your life, press in a little bit deeper and say, Lord, why don't I love well here? Was there something that happened to me in the past that I actually need healing for so that I can love better in the future. Maybe it's somebody with your parents. Maybe it's something with your friends or your coworkers or your spouse. Whatever it is, like, ask the Lord, like, how do I bring about deeper healing so that I can be made perfect and whole as you have asked me? And I can also love those who love me, but also those who don't love me. Help me make loving people easier, because that's our call as Christians. Our call is to love. Everything comes from that place. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Matthew. Again, my name is Megan, and to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless and have a great day.